Welcome to WGXC 90.7 FM. This is Loretta, your host for Super Radio Maniac Fun. How's everybody doing?
Great.
Well, okay.
Were you not talking to me?
Not exactly.
You were talking to the people out there, weren't you?
Yeah.
They didn't answer. Sorry.
That was unneeded. Okay.
But everything on your show is unneeded.
The show is kind of unneeded altogether. It's just fun.
It's the random half hour.
Okay. So I recently saw The Hunger Games.
How was it?
The movie. It was really good. Anyone who's not seen it, you should go out and see it. It's really good.
Like, well, right now.
No.
Just stop.
You should read the book first.
Oh, right. You should read the book first.
You should read the book first.
Does that mean I can't see it?
Well, no, that doesn't apply to you because I know you and you won't read the book.
I don't really want to read the book.
The book's really good.
That's what I've heard.
That's why they made a movie.
They made a movie that has people in a frenzy. Like, people are freaking out.
What's that music?
I don't hear anything.
Wait, hold on. Okay, I'm going to play...
No, wait, don't play a song yet. I want to keep talking about The Hunger Games. So tell them, like, how you saw a midnight showing.
I think I'm a little too late for that.
What do you mean?
You just told everybody.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you can tell them more about it.
Well, me and one of my best friends, Sarah Race, went to a midnight showing, and it was really good.
I went to the
Crandall in Hudson. I went to the Harry Potter. Whatever. Yeah, sorry. Chatham. I don't know how I got that mixed up.
Knock, knock.
What?
Knock, knock.
Continuing. So yeah, we went to see it at the Crandall, and we went to see the Harry Potter showing, me and one of my friends, Lily, and I could not stay awake for it, but it was really easy for me to stay awake for this one. That could also be because I had a lot of caffeinated Mountain Dew this time.
Yeah, I was really happy that your dad caffeinated you at 10 o'clock at night to go to a midnight movie.
What's that noise? I'm hearing music.
It's the sound of a argument simmering between Loretta and her mom. I don't hear anything, Loretta.
No, I hear noise.
Okay, so anyway, it's fine. I'm not picking a fight about the caffeine thing, although I thought that was a strange judgment call. But it's okay.
Okay, well, I think we should play a song.
From The Hunger Games?
Yeah, this is Safe and Sound featuring The Civil Wars by Taylor Swift. This is actually from The Hunger Games soundtrack. Yeah, Safe and Sound.
I think you...
Is it on?
I don't think so, Loretta. Which? I'll turn it up and see if it comes on.
Okay. Start it over.
La 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 la.
Yes, it is depressing, I think, mostly because it's one of the most depressing movies I've ever seen.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was Safe and Sound by Taylor Swift. I think it's really cool because this song is exactly 4 minutes.
Do you think they did that on purpose?
Probably not. I can't believe you don't hear this. Okay. Listen.
Okay, we're switching headphones.
Do you hear it?
Yeah, I hear it.
I don't hear it in this.
Yeah, it's. I think that whatever's coming out of Studio A.
Well, why is it only going into my headphones?
Because your headphones are plugged into a different plug. I don't know, Loretta. Technology is not my strong suit.
Clearly.
Zing. Zing. So, Loretta, can you explain the story of the, like, can you explain to people who don't know what the Hunger Games is, why everybody is all into the Hunger Games?
Okay, spoiler alert.
No. Can you do it without a spoiler alert?
Probably not.
Okay.
Well, I can try. It's, okay, this is annoying. The Hunger Games is about, well, there's no North America anymore. Now there's 12 districts and a capital. And the capital is supposed to rule over all the districts. And North America is now called Pan Am.
Okay, and what happened? Why is
and
it like that?
And 74 years ago, there was what they call the Dark Ages, when there was a war between all the districts and the capital won. So every year, the capital, to show their power and to punish all the districts, takes a female and male tribute from each district, and they all have to fight to the death, and there's one winner.
And what are the fights like? Like what kind of fight? They're in like
They're in what they call an arena. Uh-huh. It is gigantic.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm gonna guess like over 5 square miles or around there.
Okay.
That's my guess. I don't know. It doesn't really tell me, but by the looks of it, it's gigantic.
Okay.
And, yeah, everybody has to fight to the death.
And what are they fighting? Are they fighting each other? What are they doing?
Well, they're fighting each other. There's 24 kids, one from each district. And
boy and girl.
One boy and girl from each district. And, yeah, they're all trying to win by killing each other.
They kill each other?
Yeah, and I forgot to tell you, the kids are from 12 to 18.
You're 12.
Yeah, so if I were in Pan Am and this weren't a book, then technically I would be eligible to be in the Hunger Games. There's what they call the reaping, where they pick the kids' names out of a jar. And when you're 12, you only get your name in once. Mm-hmm. But, like, if you're 18, you could get your name in, like, 42 times. And the more times you put it in,
the more likely
you get,
you
like,
are to get
grain
picked.
And, well, yeah, but you can get, like, grain and oats by putting your name in more and more times.
The more, so you get food for your family by putting your name in a lot.
Yeah.
Is everybody really hungry?
Yeah. It's
There's no food?
In District 12, where Katniss lives, who's the main character, she illegally hunts beyond the limits of District 12 and, like, shoots squirrels and stuff with bow and arrow for food and trades with bakers to get bread from her family.
Yikes.
Yeah, so it's really depressing, but it's a great movie. I think anyone listening should see it. It's really good.
Okay, so do the kids feel bad about being in the, is it called the Hunger Games when they're in the arena?
Yeah, that's...
And do they feel bad, like, trying to kill each other?
Well, I think they're kind of scared, so you kind of want to kill other people.
So that you don't get killed.
Yeah.
So how does
Unless, like, your life sucks and you just don't want to be there at all.
Are some kids like that?
Oh.
So what about Katniss? How does she feel about being in the Hunger Games?
I don't know.
Well, you read the book
well,
and
yeah.
saw the movie. Like, is she...
Well, she's really scared. She's really scared. She doesn't think she's going to do well. She thinks she's going to be one of the first to die.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think you should see it.
Who's PETA?
PETA is the other tribute from her district.
Does she know him before they're both picked to be tributes?
They were in the same class in like kindergarten or something.
Uh-huh. Is PETA a good guy?
I think. Unless they're hiding a murder.
So, but PETA and Katniss are trying to kill each other too.
No.
Oh.
Well.
You don't try to kill the other kid from your district?
Well, I think you can kill them. You are fighting against them, but most tributes wait to kill.
They work together, kind of?
Yeah. A lot of times they form like clans and work together.
And how does Katniss kill other kids? Like with her bow and arrow?
Yeah.
Does she build like, does she dig a hole in the ground and cover it up so kids fall in?
I don't think I should give anything else away. I think I should play a song now.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for explaining it because like not everybody knows.
Well, yeah. I think everybody should just watch the movie. Here's Forever by Chris Brown on a much happier topic.
He's a nice guy.
The speed of light into eternity.
I think it's over.
It is over. It's got 2 seconds left. So
what radio station are we listening to?
We are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM. This is a Tuesday. I use quotation marks because we're recording on Saturday.
Don't tell them.
Okay.
And also, it's not Saturday.
Whatever. Sunday. I meant to say Sunday.
Well, because, you know, anyway, so tomorrow, using air quotes.
Don't tell them.
March 28th, Wednesday, starts the WGXC Pledge Drive. So, Loretta, are you going to get people to pledge your show?
I hope so.
Yeah. You're having trouble getting that microphone to stay up, aren't you?
Yeah. I think I might have gotten it.
It's the equipment follies.
Okay, I got it.
Awesome. So, yeah, the pledge drive starts tomorrow. And if people want to start calling in now, early, they could. If you love Loretta's show.
Woo!
And you want to see it continue.
Mm-hmm.
Give the nice people the phone numbers.
Oh yeah. So there is 828-0290 and 697-7400 and 291-WGXC. Again, 828-0290, 697-7400. 291-WGXC.
Loretta, what does WGXC mean to you?
What?
I'm asking you, what does WGXC mean to you?
Oh,
Think hard. Think fast. Be sarcastic. Be creative. Think outside the box.
Who creative? Yeah, I'm thinking.
So do you think Fly 92.3 would let you do a radio show? Full of dead air? Like this radio show?
Huh?
Wake up!
Wait,
whoa.
What?
Come on, wake up! Hey kid, you're on the air!
Oh, yeah. I don't know, like...
Does Fly have 12-year-olds hosting shows?
Yeah.
No.
On the night show?
No, they're not 12.
How do you know?
Because I know.
Well, they don't host it, but they're on.
Yeah, you can call in and
no.
Maybe they'll use...
No, they use the same three girls. They call in and introduce songs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have like three, I'm guessing, like 12-year-old girls.
Maybe they're like 15 or 16.
Whatever.
Well, maybe someday you'll have a career in radio, Loretta, and you will have gotten your start here.
Okay.
All right, it's your show. You talk.
Okay. Mom?
Yeah?
Okay, I think we should play another song.
That's because you don't... You should say something.
Like what?
It's your show. You have an opportunity. You are speaking to listeners throughout Columbia and Greene counties and all over the web.
I think I might have gotten the microphone to stay. Nope.
Last week was fun. You had Kieran Skyping in from India.
Yeah, last week was awesome.
You know who I think you should have as a guest on your radio show?
Who?
Natalia.
And have her say what? She's 15 months.
Hat? What does she say? Buddha?
She has like over 500 words in her...
She could just say like 30 of them and that would be amazing. For to hear a 15-month-old just reeling off words.
Well, I mean, still, she might not really get it. She mostly says, when she sees me, she says Weta, and when she sees her mom, she says Mama, but, you know, she's adorable, but I don't know if that would work very well.
So who's your dream guest? Who would you love to have on your radio show? If you could have anybody.
Anybody?
Anybody.
LMFAO.
Really?
Yeah.
They're your dream guest?
No, they're my favorite band.
Really?
Yeah.
I only only know those two songs. Do they have any other good songs?
They've got three albums.
They do?
Well, actually, they've got like five, but
besides,
they're like, basically like just variations of the same album.
So, okay.
And then they've got another album.
And is it like more party rock, I look so great, I'm sexy anthems?
Well, they all have party rock in them, I think.
Yeah.
All the albums do. The first one's party rock.
They're funny. Even that I'm So Sexy song is pretty funny. Well, maybe you should play another song, Loretta. You gonna play LMFAO? What are you doing over there? You're spacing out.
No, I'm not. I'm just getting the albums
out. Come back to Earth.
Okay.
Which guy do you like better?
I don't know.
They're both kind of weird looking.
Mom!
I know. I'm just saying.
That might just be you looking at the album. Anyway, here is...
They probably think I'm weird looking. They're like, who's that gray-haired lady? With the glasses.
I would assume they've never seen you before in their entire lives and wouldn't think much about one particular person that they don't know. Here's Echoes by One Direction.
Souls in your eyes. I've been meaning to tell you this all my life. To think of who I am shows much of what you were too. Slowly I realize I'll be fine without you. I gave you your chances and just put them aside. Too late of who I am inside. Show me yourself, come show me who you are. These are the times we wish it never went this far. Hidden by your words, oh God, please let me see how someone plays with feelings oh so carelessly. Giving me your heart to come and be in one. Vulnerable I was, thieves come and steal. Just as we laughed, kissed, I looked deep in your eyes. To tell you how I felt, came one without reply.
Loretta, I think it's time for you to go.
Oh, I'm here.
And up next, we have LMFAO with their album LOL, featuring the single TTYL.
What?
Never mind.
What was that? They don't have an album called that.
All right, we got to go.
Yeah, they don't have that.
Our time is up. TTYL?
Well, yeah, but
LOL?
They don't have an album called that.
ROTFALMFAO.
What?
Gotta go.
Oh.
Say goodbye.
Okay, bye everybody.
Don't forget WGXC's pledge drive.
Yeah, I'll read the numbers one more
Give
time.
Give us a little money.
828-0290-697-7400-291 WGXC. Again, 828-0290-7969-7740-291-WGXC. What are you doing?
Bye.
Bye.